Shir Ayin Gimel and Gittin Tes Vav Sivan Hei Tav Shalom Tes, June 10th, 1979, Sunday.
So the melee doesn't become Chok Techeis by virtue of the fact that he is Gevra B'nei Lachim. Now, let's see the Ramban. The Ramban mentions the Rivor, the Vishayim. In other words, according to that chite, it's not even us. If it's not Mukim Gvil, it doesn't have a source. Ramban mentions that there is the Rivon deduces from this memory that the ACS by Ged do not have to be looked at. And then what does he say? They become Ayah. That Mure here means that the top of the Lamed penetrates into the Avir of the top or the head. So the Melech does not involve the Psul of Mukibir. So the Rambam says, Ufidaiti, Sheze Yisa Korev Niposim. So he says, in other words, the Ri says that there is no Raya from this Gemara. That, in other words, we could say that Mukibir is possible. Like that. But here, when Gemara says Miura, the Gemara doesn't mean any Mukibir that he touches. But the top of one horse enters the toch of another horse. So that is certainly all right. So the Ramban says, if you are going to say that it is possible, so that is more likely possible by get than just Nidir. As a matter of fact, many of the shame say that by get, if let's say you have a chof sofi santam, and then you have at the bottom shure, you'll have, or that wouldn't be so good. So let's say if you have a chof sofi santam, and then you have a vov. A vov on the bottom shore. And you put a vov on the bottom shore like this. So then it is possible by Sivateire because it's Mishale the Tzura of the Chops of Peace. Because when the vov is like this, so then the Chops of Peace looks like a hay. So then it is possible. So many Rishayim say that. In such a case would be possible by Getu. Because here it's not Ipsul. It's not Ipsul of of any mukempil. Here it's a psul because it's mishamed the appearance of the chopsi feast. It looks like a hay. So the melee. So the halacha is by sevatira we pass you that if you have, let's say, on the top shore, you have the chops of peace, and then you have the bottom shore, you have the wolf, and the wolf extends like this. So then it changes the appearance of the chops of peace. So it looks like a hay. But suppose you have the chops so peace like this, and then the wolf is like this, so that doesn't make it look like a hay. In this case, where it extends over here, so then it makes it look, the chops of feet like a hay. But when the wolf extends over here, it doesn't make it look like a hay, so then it is kosher. Now, the question is, now, so this is the way we pass by that. That if, let's say, an os at the bottom shore penetrates into the toch of an os on the top shore, and it changes the appearance of the os on the top shore as here, so then it is possible again. But if it is like this, it's not possible. There is a shite of a shayim that says that even if it's like this, it's possible. Now, of course, if it's possible like this by get, it's certainly possible as a Torah. In other words, even though when the wolf extends like this, so it doesn't give it the appearance of another horse, but it affects the appearance of the chops of peace, because the chops of peace does not have a line coming out from the tail. And here, there is a line coming out from the tail. So even though it doesn't give it the appearance of another horse, let's say, in this case, it gives it the appearance of a hay, then it's definitely possible. So it's by get also possible. But in this case, it doesn't give it the appearance of a hay. Still, there is a shite that it's possible not only by sevator, but it's also possible by get. Why? Because while it does not give it the appearance of a hay, but it changes the appearance of the chops of feast, because the chops of feast does not have a line coming out, and here it has a line coming out. So the melee, there is a shite that it's possible by sevator, and it's possible by get. Now, most Rishonim disagree. Now, the Ramban, when the Ramban says, Ufidai Pishet Zeh Yisa Korem Lufosk, that it's Yisa Korem Lufosk. So, he doesn't mean, what does it mean? In other words, where the os in the bottom shure and penetrates into the toch of an os in the upper shure, then it's more likely to be possible by get than when one os in the get touches another os in the get. So what does he have reference to? Does he have reference to a case where the os in the bottom shure enters the teich of the os in the top shure and doesn't give it the appearance of another os? So it's not mistabeh that the Ri has reference to such a case, because everybody agrees that when an os in the bottom shure enters the teich of an os in the top shure, so and it changes and it gives it as a result of this penetration of this extension of the os of the bottom shore into the toch of the tapos, so gives the tapos the appearance of another os. Now, instead of appearing like a hops and fees, it appears like a hay. So then everybody agrees that this is possible. So the he does not have reference to such a case. When he explains miura that way, he doesn't mean that it's miura that way when it gives the ACS in the top shura the appearance of other ACS. But obviously the he, when he explains miura, so he means something like that. So the Ramban says, this is more likely to be possible than any Mugabriel. But it's more likely, what the Ramban's ownership is, that even that is not possible. But Mugabriel is certainly not possible. But there is a shikha that that Mukheb Gvir is possible, and also whenever one os so enters the Toch of another os and it negates or affects, it modifies the appearance of that os, so it's possible. But suppose it doesn't even modify, it doesn't affect the appearance. In other words, when does it modify the appearance of the Chofetz Chaim is? If it's substantial, there is a substantial extension of the ball into the tail. But suppose very little extends, then it doesn't even affect the appearance of the Chofetz Chaim is. So then it's really all right. So in other words, those Rishayim who say that when an os at the bottom shore penetrates the teich of an os on the top shore, even though it doesn't give it the appearance of another os, but since it diminishes the identity, the peculiar appearance or if it reduces the peculiar appearance of that os, so then it is possible. So they will explain in such a way, in other words, that very little extends and it doesn't even reduce the peculiar appearance of yours. So there it is. It is. But for one day, it's all right. The Mechaba mentions. But the other shit, that where a nos of the lower shore penetrates the toch of the nos of the other shore, and it doesn't change it into an appearance of another os, but it reduces the peculiar appearance of that os, that it's also possible, the Shekhanov doesn't even mention. But the Ramban is not saying that it is possible. But the Ramban says that while in reality both are kosher baget, but where it a nos on the bottom shore penetrates the toch of a nos on the top shore, it's more likely to be possible than any mukim. But the Ramban shita is that both are kosher. All right, we'll leave it here.
Kitten Shir Ayin Dalad, Yud Zayin Sivan, Hey Tav Shin Lam Vites, June 12th, 1979, on Tuesday.
Walking there with you, Shalei, we get Kosov Al Yode, Bar Yitzi Mitachas Yode, Mar, Yi Amdun Akdu Yach Nero, O Yidun Lehu Min Afshi Ayin. So, if it was presumed that the Eved belongs to him, and then the get is Kosov Al Yode, so it is clear that the Baal had in mind to divorce his wife. But sometimes a person decides to divorce his wife and even goes to the extent of writing a debt, and then he decides not to carry it through. So the fact that the text of the get is written on the hand of the Eved does not establish that the Eved was handed over to the Yishuv. Now the Shaila is, was he makne the Eved to the Yishuv? Was it Machnadev to the Yishuv? Or He was not makne the Eved to the Isha. But the Eved by himself went to the Isha. Mi avri makne yakne lo, oi dil mohu min afshai. Omarobe, so the whole challenge is whether the Baal carried it through and he was makne the Eved. And then the Eved is like the paper on which the get is written. So he was makne the Eved to the Isha. Or maybe the Eved, maybe the Baal decided not to divorce his wife. And then the Eved by himself came to the Isha. So she's not in the Reshet. But if it is established that the Baal handed over the Eved to the Isha, so then she's in the Reshet. But it's except she also is dying. Because the Rabbi assumed that Rabbi Muhammad does not have reference to the case of the two writing. So Rabbi Kashi must listen, Alayachal Eved. So what if Shach, so he can direct the Kashi against the Mishneh? The Mishneh says, Alayachal Eved, Nisma is Eved, but it's exactly Shiochon Yizai. Bishlu must listen to Rabbi Lui Kashi, Eved, Nisir, Rabbi Lezari. So then, so in Mele, it doesn't matter that it's exactly Shiochon Yizai. Mashein Kein, Rome Bachome, Rome Bachome has reference to a case, obviously has reference to a case where the Nisire don't come before Bezdin and testify. Because if the Nisire would come before Bezdin and testify, there is no Shaila. So then they say that they saw how the Baal handed over the Eved to the Isha. I mean, how is it possible to make a Nisire, of the Eved to the Isha? In other words, if the Baal can put the Eved, he picks up the Eved, and it has to be no son of your daily or no. I mean, that's pretty difficult to pick up the Eved and to put him in the hands of the Isha. But let's say, Chatzir is Kiyodo. So maybe he can pick up the Eved. If you just tell the Eved, now you get into the Chatzir of the Isha. So that will be like Pilgit of Magabikaraki. So in other words, in order to effect Gilashin, he'll have to pick up the Eved and put him in the chotzer, in the courtyard, in the house, in the room of the Isha. So that will be an Isine. So the Mishneh could be applied to a case where the Isire come to Svay and Bezin. But Chomer Bachomer Sabaye obviously does not have reference to this kind of a case, because then there wouldn't be any Shaila, so they testify that they saw the Isine. Alright, so El Rubachome Kashi. So the Gemara says, the Rome Bachome Namal Kashi, Mixuliskak. In other words, it's the two writing, so it's not Yochel Izai. Ashley Yosis Loche, Maslis Namal Tikshe. So we don't have to apply it to a case where the Nisire come before Bezin and testify. But, Mixuliskak. Now, from this Gemara it appears that even without the Nisire, if they are in the Mechsime, so it's good. But the Shita of Rabbi Tam is to the contrary. Rabbi Tam says that even according to Rameya, so without any Nisire, so the get is no get. The answer is true, that without any Nisire, the get is no get. If we know that they are no Nisire, just in the Mechsime, then according to Rabbi Tam, the get is no get. Even Malam Rameya. But if they are in the Chsime, so then Teitze says that as far as Rai is concerned, so then we say, Mistom Behechshanas, this is what Teitze says, that valid. So this is what Gemara says. When Gemara says, Asnos Rochem, as this Namo Etikshi Bishudis Kaka, we don't have to apply it to a case of an Misire, so according to Ramatam, it doesn't mean that the Mishneh can be applied to a case where there are no Misire. But the Mishneh, without the Misire, it's not good. Even according to Rameya, Rabbi Tam says. But it means the Mishneh does not have to be applied to a case where the Nisire come and testify before Bezin. So we just have the Chsile. Memele, we say Mishnah Bechnas. Malachash. Barei lo emet yitzim tachash yobo. שיבוסי לפני לו בום ובא לי לא שם הילד הזה וגירש לי כי איתנם מסליסים וניסל לזה מה הוא מי מהם דבר לי מסיר הוי לאחשו ובשוסו הוי דיום הוא מנפשע ויזדאי פו דיום את נוי הוא בגיטה ומחקסה ועוד הקסה ולמסיר שקורו ורבלזה הרי So then they know whether there was itnai or not. Reb Lezer in Dom Ariyev surely get loy misirin. El dohome b'chome kashye the baye the day lekini misirin because in dali misirin there is no shayla. Ksu miskaka in mcheke zilomis. Why? My alalo toshim yom rishlokish hagid lezei lev chazoke. So Rishlokish says that gaitres in lev chazoke. In other words, there is aloche of chazoke komash yodom shishalek. On one hand, there is a cheskas for a kam. On the other hand, there is aloche of chazoke komash yodom shishalek. So, by karke, where there is no tfise, so the chazoke requires 3 years possession. But if it's less than 3 years, so then we apply the cheskas morikam. So if we know that the morikam, the original owner of the soil, was Ruben, even though now Shimon has possession, but if Shimon does not produce Eidim who testify that Shimon has had possession for 3 years, so then Ruben can be made in Bezer. Why? Because by Kavois there is no tefisik. So even if we know that a certain, let's say, a certain chap, a table or any object other than Balechai, so belonged to Ruben only yesterday, and now Shimon has possession of it, and Shimon says only last night Ruben gave it to me, so then Shimon has it. Why? Because Chazoke Komash Yehodom Shalek. So that's only true in regard to non-gaitres, non-element chattels. But if it's an element chattel, let's say Balchai, so then if we know that Ruvein had possession, that he was the original owner, let's say some time ago, let's say a month ago, a few months ago, and now Shimon has the behemoth in his stable, And he says, only yesterday Ruvein was machne to me, so there, and Ruvein says, Lord, Lomelom, it's not true, so Ruvein will prevail in the indeed, and Ruvein will be able to be made. Why? Because if it is a non-animate, an inanimate chattel, so then the fact that Shimon has possession, even if it is something in which Ruben only yesterday a title, the fact that he has present possession shows that the title of Shimon is a correct one. Otherwise, how would he have possession? Mashiach came with an enemy chattel, an animal, a sane, a behemoth. So then, we say, no, it's no riot. How is it that Shimon? The Shimon has possession because the behemoth just walked over. Ruben's behemoth just walked over into Shimon's stable. Into Shimon's stable. And in as much as Ruben says that it's Gozel Miyodi, so Ruben can be raised. That's the other way. So we see that by gatherings there is no raya of Chazoki Komash Odom Shishalei. So they were here too. The fact that Yishe has the possession of the Eved, so it's no raya that the Baal was makna the Eved to the Isha with Eras Gerash, because maybe the Baal just intended to divorce her, and then he decided not to divorce her. So maybe the text of the get is written on the hand of the Eved, but she cannot be considered as Gerash. Alright, Hagid was the Emi, so she can say Eim Chazoki Odom Shetov, so in Yochlit, and the Balei, and the Chartali, he can remember, the Atzman all for Erzli. Now let's see the thesis. Right. Yes?
Is the Isha still considered married, sorry, Balei? Or is it a something?
We'll see. Let's go with it. Right. Biksuveska. Midiraisa leki Yisure. Now it's Rav, Ksiveska. So Midiraisa leki Yisure, Achidich, the Kakea, Midiru, Bikhev. Kiditnam, the Fergimu, the Makis. ועול רב שימן אין החייב אף הוא כוסה בקיקייה עד שניחתי ושאשם פי השם לאמריזור. That's רב שימן. That only if he mentions the שם אמריזור, then there is malchus. כי לפעור יש עושה לגמור. מי הוא יישוב את רבולון? אי כאורך. Even without דיה יקחה. תאכי ראי פמקלה עושה לתנות על מה כוסי. מפני שמירה ככסי וסקאפ. So it's a raya that b'chol apokas in Yisrael there is even without Yerim Kheh. So Mimele, what? So things as he's saying, so Mimele, you cannot ask, how do we say that the Nishi of Al-Yachal Evet, so it's good, because Bixim is Kaka, but Bixim is Kaka is also Midraise. So one territory is, there is no Midraise unless there is the Yen Krei, but suppose it's not done with Yen Krei, so then there is no Midraise. And then he says, assuming that there is a Midraise, let's say suppose it is done with Yen Krei, the get is done with Yen Krei. So it's still no kashe why the get is a good get. Because the fact that he was even a Nisea does not mean that the get is possible. The get is possible. But we have a hoche nisue the right say. Mikomokim have a get. I mean, there's the aloche. Suppose someone writes a get on Yom Tev. So if they give chasme on Yom Tev, so then the get is possible because they become Rishoyim. But if the Sefer wrote the get on Yom Tev, and the Chassime did not take place on Yom Tev, so the get is kosher. The get is kosher. Why? Even though he was ever allowed the Raise and his Chayim Malkes the Sefer, that has nothing to do with the actual get. If the Sefer wrote it on Shabbos, the Rambam says, then the get is bottom in Raise. Because, and of course that Rambam has to be applied to the case where it's Mefaresye. So, because if it's not Mefaresye, it's not a Mumochat Le'ekule. But if it's Mefaresye, so it becomes a Mumer, so it's Keakum, so the Mele, he cannot affect the Mishmo. But the fact that the Ksive involved the Nisea, even Nisa the Raise, doesn't affect the validity of the get. So, Tesis could have mentioned that, but this is not a Gemara Mefareshes that's mentioned in the Rishayim, that if a get was written on Yom Tov, it's kosher. But this, so Tesis mentioned another ayah, afilu ha'aveh ochi yisurei d'raise, mikol bokim ha'aveh get, ki da'amrino me'il, kosher yisurei anoye kosher. Avogav, kosher dichti, gomisani yisurei anoye. So the Prichodosh says that the Pshat in Teisves is that he is even a Nisa the Reis. He is even a Nisa the Reis. We discussed it. Not last year, but the year before that. So in that according to Prichodosh, the Pshat in Teisves is that he is Mamesh even a Nisa the Reis. But the Mishmuel says that Teisves means it's Kein Nisane Bisrani. It's Merzek Nisane Bisrani. But he's not really even in his rise. So then, according to the Shmuel's pshat, so the lotion of Teisves is not smooth, because Teisves says, "Vafel haver ochi so the rise become no kavi yet." Kidam liu liu kosher misrael liu kosher. Amar abu so lichtin liu misan misrael liu. So if we say like the Prichodosh, that Teisves means that he's even in his rise, so that's a rise. But if we say like the Shmuel, that he's not even in his rise. Now according to the Rambam in the Tur. So it's mutar lechatchila even to write an Yisra'anoi. Why doesn't it involve any said rais of Yisra'anoi? So he explained it in accordance with the shita of the Rambam in Yevomis Daf Kuf Beis, because what kind of anoi does she get? She gets a lot of anoi. She gets, first of all, she saves the paper. I mean, if she wouldn't write it on this, if he wouldn't write it on Yisra'anoi, he would have to spend money on the paper. So, as little as it is worth, it's still annoy. And then, he has the big annoy of getting rid of her. So the Rambam says, that if somebody uses his sandal shalav resort for chlitze, so he's not even a misadraiz. The Arishem will say that the Arishem, the Rambam says, not either. And that's Rashashit, that it's not either. Why? But he has annoy. He's getting rid of an isho. That's Gabiget of an Isha Hor, but they are by Chlitze. So he has Anoye, she's allowed to get married. So the Ramban says, because if not for the Din HaTorah, and for the Mitzvah of Chlitze, and for the Isa of Yom Lishuk, would she have any problem? So she could get married to whoever she wants to get married. So why does she have a problem getting married? Because of Isur HaTorah. So Mele, all the Anoye emanates from the Isurim. Without Isurim, so then there wouldn't be any and Mihanoi. So the Mele, we applied the aloche of mitzvah slavlens. So this is the shita of the Rabban Meir too. And according to the Bishmuel, Teisvi Shita is also that there is no Yisad Raisi. But Pashtus Aloshin of Teisvi is like the Prechodos Pshat of Teisvi. Because according to the Bishmuel Pshat, the Teisvi says, Avogad Yoseh, because it's only, it's Kemisane, it's Merze Kemisane. So then, what kind of raya is there from that Gemore? That after have a hoche in Surah the Raise, so still it doesn't affect the validity. Maybe over there it doesn't affect the validity, because it only involves the Nisra Rabbah. So the Pashtus Haloshen of Teisves is like the Prechodesh, that according to Teisves, so the Kosovo is Surah Noye, they get his Kosha, but, is in the Nisra Raise. And we do not apply the aloche of mitzvahs lavlenesni. When do we apply the aloche of mitzvahs lavlenesni? In other words, the Teisves agrees with the Yesh Mishamachshir that the Rambam in Gomez mentions. The Yesh Mishamachshir, that Yesh because the Gemara says in Gomez, the Chandel Avizor Eloi Tachleis, Vim Chotzoch Litzosok Sheho. So Rashi and Rambam say, Loi Tachleis only Rabbonon, because he smells like a Misani. It smells like a misane, but midraise it's not osa. If it had been osa midraise, so then it would be a koy of the kila mitzvah. So the mele says it becholitz and it would not be a zike according to Rabbah. But then he says yesh mishemachshia that loy tachlis is midraise, but that does not affect the validity of the chlitz. So Teisves, according to the Prechodesh Pshat of Teisves, Teisves agrees with the second portion of the Rambam. Not the Rambam Shit. In other words, we cannot apply the aloha of Mitzvah Lenes Nitu. When can we apply the aloha of Mitzvah Lenes Nitu? When the whole Hanoi is a Ruchni is the Kanoi. Let's say, Shimon is a Mudah Hanoi, cannot have Hanoi from Ruben, and then Ruben and Moshe Shono blows the shofar for Shimon. So, what kind of Hanoi does Shimon have? Other than the Ruchni is the Kanoi, is spiritual Hanoi. The Hanoi of Kima Mitzvah. Mashiachin here, so she has a physical Hanoi. She gets married. But the physical Hanoi is a result of her determination to be the kind of mitzvahs at all. But the Hanoi is a physical. So the Mele we cannot apply. On the contrary, the Ramban and Rashi Shita is a big finish. So according to the Frichodes Pshat, Teisves agrees with the Shita of Yesh Mishemachshia that the Ramban that forbids in Yevomis mentions. Toshma, the Omar Rishloki is Hadim Vesilim Chazok Pirish Le'alter. Elo ad Gimushonim Yesh Lem Chazok Kidamrinon Mecheskes Abati Kidamrinon Mecheskes Abati. In other words, so Teisves says, I mean, this is more of a Foreshis, but Teisves points it out that when we say Adin is in Chazoke, so that doesn't mean that if Ruben at one time was the owner of Isheya, of Isheya, so then Shimon can never acquire it if it's Gatoris. He can never acquire it. That only means that unlike inanimate chattels, so then Tfise, Miyad, even for one moment Tfise, is a creates a presumption that the time of the Teifes is true. So the Gabe Gabres, so Tvise of Nifisho does not create such a presumption. But if there is possession for 3 years, so then it is a lie that it was sold to him. It was sold. Now, Ligabi Kakoyes, there is a machlikas neshem. Some neshemim say that the reason as to why we need Gimul Shonim Chazoke by Kakoyes is because without seals by Kakoyes, there is no echetimza of Tvise. I mean, you cannot hold a piece of land. You can have Tvise in the table. You can have Tvise in the table. But in a piece of land, it's not shayach to say Tvise. It's not shayach to say Tvise. So in Mele, the Raya is only constituted by possession for 3 years. But possession of less than 3 years does not create the value of chazoke kol mashiyad odom shisham. Other Rishayim say, I think the Rashbo, he says that actually possession of karakim for one day it constitutes, the rali should constitute the rali of chazoki kol mashiyad odom shisham, even though there is no tvise, but there is still possession. So what is the possession in karakim? The fact that he happens to be on the land. That's the possession. He can't hold the land in his hand, but the possession consists in the fact that he is on the land. He's mishtamish in the land. He has the control of the land. So that kind of possession too, even of Yei Nechot, so is a raya, establishes a raya that it is shalei. But why do we need Cheskas Dimushoni? Why do we need Cheskas Dimushoni? Because the derech of selling karkoyes is by the meicher giving the shtaraye to the likeach. And ad Dimushonim misdere in shemishtore, a prudent person watches the shtar for at least 3 years. So the mele, if Ruvain was the original owner of the son, and Shimon says to him, and Shimon now has possession, and Shimon has possession only for a year, not for 3 years. And Ruvain says to Shimon, you gazzled it from me. Shimon says, no, you sold it to me. So then Ruvain can be made to him. Not because, so the Rashba says, not because in Kakoyis, so Chazoki possession for less than 3 years is no raya. It should be a raya. But the derech is that when Ruvain sells Shimon a piece of land, so he gives him a shtar, and Shimon cannot produce the shtar. So that is a reyesi. That's why we need Gimul Shonim. So after Gimul Shonim, there is no reyesi. Because Ab Klatch Nim, is dying with Mishtore, Yeisa Miklatch Nim, Loim is dying with Mishtore. But if not for the reyesi of the Shtar, the reyesi in the fact, consisting in the fact that the Marzik cannot produce the shtar, so then even possession for one day would be a raya. So the question arises, according to the Rashbo, why does the Gemara say in Cheskas Abati that by gentries? So there is a Cheskas Gimul Shonim, but less than Gimul Shonim is no raya. According to the Rashbo, so even when there is no tvise, let's say Kakoyes, there is no tvise. So the fact that he has possession, so he's a raya, should be a raya in possession of one day. But the reason is why, less than 3 years, there is no raya, because there is the raya say of not being able to produce the shtar. So where is the raya say of not being able to produce the shtar? That's in Kakoyes, Mashenke, in Gedreis, in Tsei, in Ebehele. So there there is no practice of giving ishtar. Who gives ishtar when he sells vitaltali? So the mele, according to the Rashbo, so just as Cheskas Gimul Shonim is a raya, so less than Gimul Shonim should also be a raya. So that's no kasha, that doesn't present any difficulty against the Rashbo. Because by Kakoyes, so how it's not so easy for Shimon to get possession in a piece of land that belongs to Reuven, because Reuven is not going to let him get on his land. So how come that Shimon is on the land, even though Shimon doesn't have any tvise? But how come that Shimon is on the land? He has the control of the land. It was originally in the custody of Reuven. So obviously Reuven must have turned over custody to Shimon. How did he turn over? Because he sold to him. So it's a raya. So if not for the reyese of not being able to produce the shtar, then there would be a raya even in possession of one day. Masheinke by Gedreis. So the fact that he has possession, that the behemoth happens to be in the stable of Shimon, is no raya, because without Reuven selling the behemoth to Shimon, the behemoth by its own might have walked over to Shimon's stable. so she can stay. But if he has chazokim, he would show him. So that's a raya, because if the behemoth would have walked over, so Reuven, within the 3 years, he would have regained the possession of the behemoth. And the fact that he didn't bother to regain it indicates that the time of Hashimen that he bought it from Reuven is stronger. Alright. Why does he have to resort to his Rokish memory? He could have mentioned the Mishnah if not awesome. Havodim Cheskosom Gimushonim Yehimliyei Avol Altalei. So why does he have to resort to the memory of Rishlokish? Void Michael Mashman of Rishlokish? Then it's not a kasha. He's directly against Rishlokish himself. Why does Rishlokish have to tell us that? It's a Mishnah Mephoreshes. What is Avodim? Avodim is also gate race. V'deich HaKloim HaKmo Shepirish HaRab Yehuda Mikovil. HaRab Yehuda Mikovil is the Mechaber of the Smak, Sefer Mitzvah Skot. So he is mentioned in Tesis. The Rishlokish, also Lashmino Nachilu B'chai Gavne, the Ayer Hohe, Shaget Kosef Aulote, O Yalkeren Shalpo, the Yikro, the Hohe Tzas, the Yadu Yisho, Afil Hohe Yuri Chazok, Ul Hohe Maisim Rishlokish. So, the Smak says that the reason is why the Gemara mentions has to resort to Rishlokish, because we couldn't deduce this aloha, we couldn't be patient, this aloha, on the basis of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah tells us of a case where there is no prima facie evidence that there was a transfer, except the fact that Shimon has possession in Reuven's hand. So then the Mishnah says, Avodim Elam Chazok Elam Gimul Shon. The fact that he has possession right now, so is no raya that Shimon Steine is true. Maybe it's not true. Maybe Shimon keeps it. Maybe Shimon keeps it. Shaloi Kedin. And how did the Eved come into the possession of Shimon? The Eved himself walked over to Shimon. Masha'im came here where there is a raglaim double that the Eved was turned over. Because the whole text of the get is written on the Eved. So that shows Ochol HaPoches that the Baal had the intention of divorcing his wife. But it doesn't establish. But there is a raglaim double, there is a Yechoche Tzatz, there is prima facie evidence that he did transfer the Eved to the Isha. So the Mele, in such a case, maybe we can apply the aloha of Chazok to Mashalim Shalei, even by Yehudas. So that's why Rishlokish had to mention the aloha of Yehudas in Chazok, even in a case where there is a raglaim midovo, where there is a chochek tzatz, like him. So Teisa says no. Vimkei, havel lefushe behegi, kibndle yitzvach lashmin al v'chai gavim. If that is the whole purpose of Rishlokish memre, then the Gemara should spell it out that Rishlokish is telling us in connection with the case where there is a Yechochek Tzatz, a Raglaim Midovo. But in a case where there is not even a Yechochek Tzatz, so then it's a Mishnah Mephoreshes that there is no Chazok in the case. Elo Yesh Leima. So the question remains, why does the Gemara have to mention Rishlokish memre? Let the Gemara be patient from the Mishnah Chesed. Eloyesh leima di maslisin lo ishmaelinon geidreiz da avamine da avkavodim di bnei das vi aile min afshay avol geidreiz in dal kom leo yichud bis ish noch. So as far as the Mishnah is concerned, I could say that only by avodim there is no rally of chazok et mashal ishoi, because an eved is an intelligent being. And so Mele, so it could reasonably be explained that the Eved happens to be in the possession of the, let's say, of Shimon, because he's as intelligent being, so maybe he prefers Shimon as a master, as against Reuven. Masha'inkin vis-a-vis Beheime. So true, a behemoth can walk away. But why should a behemoth walk away from Reuven's table to Shimon's table after all? As the prophet Yeshaya says, Yod Asher Kenayu Vachamir Yud Be'olo. So instinctively, a behemoth, it gravitates towards the stable of the owner. All of a sudden here, the shei of the behemoth of Chuvay is found in Shimon's stable. So maybe we could say that there is a Chazokei Komash Yerushalayim. So that's why Rish Lakish has to mention his memory. So in other words, so that's why the more is initiated from Gedres, because in Gedres there is Hechochek Tzas, and here, by Evet, there is Hechochek Tzas. But in the case of the Mishnah, Hechochek Sabati, there is nothing from the facial evidence, there is nothing from Hechochek Tzas, there is nothing from Hechochek Tzas. Mashalinke, in the case of Balachayim, so Hechochek Tzas there is. True that the Baal Chai can walk away, but it's not the usual thing for a Baal Chai to abandon his owner and to go away to a stable of another person. So the name of Yechochek Tzas it is. A Yechochek Tzas it is. And here there is also Yechochek Tzas, even though here the Eved is an intelligent, here it's an Eved, it's an intelligent being, maybe he prefers the Isha as a master rather than the husband as a master. So the answer is, but here the fact that the get was written, the text of the get was written on his hand, shows that the Baal certainly intended to divorce his wife. And if he intended to divorce his wife, so that establishes prima facie evidence that it was carried through too. So in Mele, it's analogous to to the case of Rish Lakish. That's why the Gemara is special. Now let's see how the Rambam passes this along. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Mihilches Gerish in Halacha Dalet says as follows: Ho yaget choku kalyoni shalevet b'ksuvis kach v'hoyu yitzim tachas yodo v'hoyu oidim chukim al yodei harizim greshes afal pi she'im oidim isir she'arein yochel izdai afilu hoyu muzokim b'yevet yushalei. That's all the Macham Samayi. We get choku kalyode, we who yeitim tachas yodo. Now what was the Gemara patient? That she's not midrashes. Now the question was raised, what does it mean she's not midrashes? She's not midrashes bivadai, but sofik midrashes she is, or since Gideon's in Chazoke, so mele, we say, Chazoke komash v'odom shishalei, so she's vadaim midrashes. Because Cheskas Moi Kame, that question was raised. So the Rambam spells it out, isn't it? Afu hoyu mozokim eret Yerushalayim, we get choku kalyode, vihu yeitzim itachas yodo, vihi meres beidim imzalo, harei ze sofik midrashis, shemo mi'atzmai nichnaslo, shagid nasil chazokim. So the Rambam says, harei ze sofik midrashis. And that's very mistaba, because why should we say it wouldn't be mistaba, it wouldn't be reasonable to say she's vada in midrashes? Because after all, we know that the Baal intended to divorce her. And to divorce her how? By writing the get on the hand of the Eved. The whole text of the get is written on the arm of the Eved. So what is the possibility? Many times a husband decides to divorce his wife, and he even goes to the extent of executing the get, everything, and then the last moment he changes his mind. So maybe here too he changes his mind. That's a possibility, but that's not a certainty. So it's mistaken that she's of interest. Now, a quote Teis Vesir. So one could be midayik from Teis Vesir that Teis Vesir is chelik. He could be midayik. I'm not saying that Teis Vesir is chelik. But it's possible that to be midayik from Teis Vesir that Teis Vesir is chelik. That whereas the Rambam says she is sofik midrashes, so according to Teitzves, she is vadayin midrashes. Why vadayin midrashes? Because since the Chazoke Komashir Shoei is not Chayach, but it's Gators. So then we have the Cheskes Moreh Kameh. So from the point of view of Cheskes Moreh Kameh, since he was the original owner of the Eved, so we should say that now too he is still the owner of the Eved. So there was no transfer there. But why, I mean, how could we be midayik from Teisves? Because Teisves equates this case of Eved, where there is a chochek tzas, with gaiteres. And what's the aloha by gaiteres? By gaiteres, so the aloha is that the demoratame can be made. Let's say, if Ruben is a morekame of the behavior, and on Sunday we know that he was the owner. On Monday we find Ruben's behemoth in Shimon's table. And Shimon says, only last night I bought it from him, and I was meshich the behemoth from him. He sold it to me. Ruben says, check. He didn't. The Shimon gazled it from him, stole it from him. So the aloha is, Adidas Eilach Hazoke, and even though right now it's in Shimon's table, right now it's in Shimon's stable, so Ruvain can be made. Now, if it had been considered as a Sofik, now Teisves equates this case of Oyu Mozokim Bebet Yisholeyu Gaelas. So the Mele, if in this case by Oyu Mozokim Bebet Yisholeyu, Teisves considers as Sofik Mibreshes, as the Rambam does, so the Mele by Gaelas, he should also be Sofik. Whether it belongs to Ruvain or it belongs to Shimon. If it is Sofik, why? Why does the Gemara say Geter Seimer Chazoke and Ruben can be made in Behemet? If it is Sofik, let it remain. Let it remain in the possession where it is now in Shimon's table. So over there, the Gemara says Geter Seimer Chazoke and Ruben can be made in the same. The Geter is from Shimon. So it's a raya that over there we consider it as vadai, because on the basis of Cheskas Moretame, and since Tesis equates Gedres with this case, with our case, so just as by Gedres, it's a vadai that it belongs to Ruben. So here too, it should be a vadai that Eved still belongs to the Baal, not to the Isha. But that's no right. Because Tesis could also agree that in the case of Gedreis, a Sofik it is, because there is a Chochet Tzatz. So the fact that it's in the possession of Shimon, in the stable of Shimon, is a reason in the Cheskas Morekame of Ruben. But in view of the fact that, like this, you see, Cheskas Morekame, original ownership, gives one edin of Mosek. Original ownership gives one edin of Mosek. And Tfiseh also gives one edin of Mosek. If one is an original owner and the other one is a Tofus, so the Tofus is more of a Mosek than the original owner, than Cheskas Morekame. So that's in non-Gators. But in Gatorades, in view of the fact that a Gatorades, an animate thing, can walk over by itself, so the Mele, the Chazoke, the Murzek of Morekame is more of a Murzek than the Murzek consisting of Tofus. In an chapel, so then the Murzek of Tfise is more of Murzek than the Murzek of Morekame. But in an enemy chapel, so the Murzek of Morekame is more. So the reason is why he can be Meitzi, because of Meitzim Chaver Olav Araye. So there is a loche of Meitzim Chaver Olav Araye, even when it is a Sofik, let's say, when there is a draw at the moment. So we also say that Murzek. So there is a loche of Meitzim Chaver Olav Araye, even when it is a Sofik. So that's the reason as to why the Ruben can be made. Not the cases is Heinrich and the Rambam Shimon. Right. Now, Boyeron Bachon. Now the next Abai. Boyeron Bachon. Hoyomir Muzoki Mitavlo Shin Shalom. We get Kosovo Leo. Vare Yetum Taras Yodimau. Mi Amrino Aknu Yakni Selei. Oy Dilmo. Lo Yodal Aknu Ya. Now it was written here in the Gemara. Yishol Yodal Aknu. The Marshal was making the word Isha. Why was the Marshal making the word Isha? Because the Marshal was a very, very big type. And he was makpid that every word in the Gemara or in Rashi in Tesis should be exact, should not tend to indicate in any way something other than what the usual connotation. Since the Gemara tried to be patient, since the Gemara tried to be patient from the Mishnei Netyes of Zok Nechot, and then the Gemara, and from the Mishnei of Horeb Yitzchak Chesim Shtores, and then Rabbi and Ravashi said we cannot be patient because Zok Nishan Ed Yodla Knuye or Gavre Shan Yodla Knuye, but maybe Yishonat. Maybe Isha not. Then the Gemara was patient from Isha itself, that Isha is also your Laknuye. So that means, that implies that originally the Gemara, the Machshon did not distinguish between Gavre and Isha. Now, if the right Gersa is, Oidilmo Isha your Laknuye, so then the Gemara should have known that the only question was whether Isha knows to be Makna, is so alert. So since the Gemara tried at first to equate Gambe with Isha. So that means that Gemara was at first was not aware of this possible distinction between Gambe and Isha. So how is it possible that the Gemara mentioned Isha Yoglachmoye? So because of that he was Meyachet Isha Yoglachmoye. Alright, it's not such a problem. Anyway. So me I'm gonna knew or do more Isha Yoglachmoye. Now, but you're like me, like that. Hoy musa ki tam shi shalo. We get kosu lo, ba ni nit ta shabe. And he wants to give it to her. We did a here she she will bomb gash. So you like me, we gon go match me. Do ba shin bi bomo sa to me gmuve. Wo do yo shalo bi shalo. Ba nam bino vinosa. Am ha bai to shi. Fu e tal pa kotu shi sa te shlai. Hoy yo boy is okay. Echot. Wo yo mal go mi akfar, mi is mosab yo de ba khim khais. U go mai sam de khom mi khshu. So, there was a submission there. There was a certain elderly gentleman in a certain village. And he was a very generous person. And he was lending money to all the residents of the village. And he had everything. And the other residents had nothing. So he had money, he had paper, he had parchment, he had everything. The other residents of the village had nothing. So Mimele, he accommodated everybody with loans, but you have to write a shtar. So, and they didn't have any paper. So he accommodated them with the paper, with the parchment too. Now the question is, so on the surface it appears that the Raya of the Gemara is from Shtar Almoy, because the Mishnah doesn't even mention Shtar Mechire, Shtar Matone. The Mishnah just mentions Shtar Almoy. So on the surface it appears that the Raya of the Gemara is from Shtar Almoy. And this is how the Tesis Rid explains this Gemara. In other words, so according to this, it's Ritz Pshat, the Aloche of Sefer HaMakne, the Aloche of Sefer HaMakne applies even to Shtar Almoy. Well, one thing is definitely can be deduced from this Gemara, that not only get requires that the get should be written on the paper belonging to the Baal, but all Shtoikiyah, let's say Shtar Matone, also has to be written on paper, on parchment, belonging to the Baal HaShtar. Who is the Baal HaShtar? Let's say, Mishtam Atone, the Neise, Mishtam Mechire, the Meiche. So, in other words, so get should not, even without the special Zerzakos of Bovinosa, so get should not be inferior to other Shtam Mechire. So, in other words, get requires that the get should be written on the paper, the parchment belonging to the Baal, for two reasons. First of all, because get is not different than any other Shtar Kinyan, so it has to be written on the sefer of the Makne, who is the Makne, the Baal. And then there is a special Tzeres HaKosu. There is a special Tzeres HaKosu. A special Tzeres HaKosu of Vinosa. Now, according what's Nafimine, so I'm sure that there are not minutes, but according to the Bes Yosef Shite, we discussed it. The Bes Yosef, most Rishonim say that by get it is only required that Bishas Nisine, the paper should belong to the Baal. But if Bishas Nisine belongs to the Baal, but Bishas Ksine didn't belong to the Baal, even if at the time of the Ksine the paper belonged to the Sefer, so it's still alright. However, the Bes Yosef and the Mashal say no, that the Yosef implies that the paper, the parchment, has to belong to the Baal at the time of the Ksive. Suppose at the time of the Ksive, ownership was vested in the Sefer, and then after the Ksive, the Sefer transferred title in the paper and the parchment to the Baal, and the time of the Ksive, it was vested in the Baal, it's not good. They get this possible rights according to the Yam Shosh Leine, and according to Bes Yosef. So according to the Bes Yosef and the Marshal, So there is one big lacuna. Because if we had to apply just the general principle of Sifra Makne, Sifra Makne, all stories, even Bess Yosef and the Marshal will agree that it's not necessary that the paper on which the Shtamatone is written should belong to the Nesim, to the Mecher, at the time of the Ksiv. So there, Sifra Makne only implies that at the time of the Kinyan of the Nesim, not at the time of the Ksiv. Mashinkin here by Get, where we have another Xerzakos of Vinosan, so that implies that it has to be written. It has to be written, because the Torah says, because of Vinosan. So the Mele, that means that at the time of the Xive, title in the paper has to be vested in the Bible. So that's according to Bess Yosef and the Mashal. What about that? So I don't know of any what Lachkimin is, but I'm sure that they are Lachkimin. But anyway, so Get, we see from this Gemara that Get has to be written and delivered with the paper belonging to the Baal on two grounds. First, because of the general principle, and then because of a special denomination. Yes, what?
The Gemara just mean that Shtari Kinyan Havoa had one reason, Get has another reason, but the problem of whether there's a Hanumana that she might.
No, I mean. But Gemara certainly says that every Shtar Kinyan has to be Sifra Makne, and the Get is also Shtar Kinyan. Why shouldn't Get?
I mean, because the Torah is rigid. When he explains the Kasha of the world, he quoted the cross of the Nasan. Doesn't mean
for him. No, I mean,
they don't mention. To explain one explanation.
No, here. No, no, that is a read here.
I mean, the early
is Chen Kadeus. What do you mean?
He's in the middle of that. Close to the middle.
You mean there? Because the Gemara mentions the Nasan. The Gemara mentions
this.
No,
this Gemara, this question is good.
What does this
mean? Where he begins to buy Rami Bar Hanna, then he could have just said Sefer Makne. Or didn't that say anything?
Alright, because the Gemara says Vinosa. And the previous on it, and Omed Aleph. So remember he mentioned Vinosa. But in Yachanami, there are two reasons. There are two reasons. Alright. Now, so according to the Tesis Reed, the Rami is from Shtar Goy. Because the Mishnah says that the resident, the inhabitants of the village didn't have their own paper. So, on whose paper were the Shtar Alvoy written? On the paper belonging to the Zokin. The Zokin is the Malve. Who is the Balashtar? Who is Makne the Leid? He is the one who executes the Shtar. Who tells the Leid to sign the Shtar Alvoy? The Leid. So the Mele, it should be written on paper belonging to the Leve, and there in the case of the Mishnah of Etias, it was written on paper belonging to the elderly gentleman who was the Malve. The answer is, since the Aloha is, it has to be written on paper belonging to the Leve. So, and we presume that both the residents of the village and the elderly gentleman knew this Aloha. So the Mele, before it was done, before the Shtar Goy was executed, so in all probability, the elderly gentleman transferred title in the paper and the parchment to the resident of the village, and then, so he acquired title, so here too we should say the same thing. This is a switch. But Teitze says the cash, you know, Teitze says, Shtar Goy is only Shtar Aye. So Shtaraya is not subject to the exercise of the requirement of Sifra Makne, because whether it was written, Shtaraya operates on the basis of the fact that when they sign the Shtar, they are not allowed to turn over the Shtar to the Malve. So to whom do they turn over the Shtar after they sign it to the Levi? Now the Malve produces it. How did it come to the hands of the Malve? Obviously, when the Malve lent money to the Leve, so then the Leve turned over the Shtar to the Malve. So whether the paper belongs to the Leve or to the Malve, as far as the Rai is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. So what difference does it make whether it's Ibrahim Akhle or not? So that's the discussion. So Teitze says that the Rai of the Lord is as follows. In view of the fact that the Mishnah Nevius tells us that this elderly gentleman, he was such a nice person, he accommodated all the residents of the village with all our voice. So in other words, so they owed gratitude to this Zoki, because without him, they wouldn't have been able to function. So it is presumed that the residents of the village were not free tevo, and they probably reciprocated. So if this Zokin was so nice as to accommodate all the residents of the village with all loans that they needed, so obviously they reciprocated, and they certainly certainly gave him sodis matone. So Memele, and so those sodis, who was the makle of the sodis of the shtamatone? The villagers. And on whose paper were those shtores written? Also on the paper that originally belonged to the elderly gentleman. But this was already ishtakinyan. So how was it effective? The answer is that since the villagers and the zokei knew that the shtar matone has to be written on paper belonging to the villagers, so he, in all probability, was matmi the paper before they executed the shtar. So the raya is from the shtar matone, not from shtar alvoi. All right. So the Boresi Kashuva, my Rubin was it a Makno, like a love, Mishulam, the Naknuya Makno, or Mahobi, or my Kushe, Dilma Zoki Shane, the Yodla Knuya. Now let's see the Rash. Afu, he's going to be born in San Sedis. What does he mean to see the Makno like it? Shabak is always with the Zashtas on the Hulu. The Alukon Afton for the Kamu Yushi, a Lash Mamro, Kimaki, the Shap, the Dom. The Afakam didn't be died, shall we see, she had been around the Kabul Etzler. Zokin Shane, the Yoda Knui, Shu Hochom, the Yoda, Shemishta, Elinki, Makno, Gamre, Vivoma Daitin, Umakno, Abolisho Yodikula, Vilibom, Laknui, Pidaito, Elabishela Balma. So Rashi says, Yimura says, Zokin Shane, the Laknui. Rashi says, Shu Hochom. How does Rashi know that he was a Hochom? So apparently, because first, the Gemara tries to be patient from the Mishnah letters. Then, the Gemara tries to be patient, so the Gemara refutes and says, over there is no Rai, because Zotisha. So, and then, the Gemara tries to be patient from more by Yitzhak Hachism Shtores. And there, the Gemara says, Gavlasha. So obviously, when the Gemara said Zotisha, the Gemara doesn't mean Zotisha, an elderly gentleman Isha, because an elderly gentleman does not necessarily have to be more knowledgeable than the young gentleman. So why does the Gemara try to be patient from Oliva Yisrach and Shtores? So Rashi assumed that when the Gemara says Zokin Shana Yodla Tnuye, because when the Mishneh refers to that gentleman as Zokin, it's not in the sense of a Zokin of Shonim, but in the sense of Zokin Shekolachor. Because, and it's mistaken like that, because if it is in the sense of Zokin Shalshonim, why does the Mishneh have to say Voyo Boy Zokin Echot? Voyo Boy Ish Echot? I mean, does it make a difference how old that Ish is? Whether he's 80 years old or he's 50 years old? Why does the Mishneh have to specify Voyo Shom Zokin Echot? The answer is that Zokin here in the Mishnah Edyes is used not in the sense of a Zokin of Shonim, but in the sense of Zokin Zeshikon HaChochmo. Zokin Zeshikon HaChochmo. So the Mele, this is what Gemara says, Zokin Shani, because when the Mishnah says Zokin, it means a Kamut Chochem. It doesn't mean just an old person. So he certainly knows. But that's no raya that the average isha knows. So the Gemara tries to be patient from Morav Yitzchak and Shtores. There it's not mentioned any Talmud Chochem and Zokin Shekhon HaChochmo. So then the Gemara again refutes. Maybe a man is more knowledgeable than a woman. So then the Gemara is finally patient from Isha of the Services. Alright. So, Zokin Shana Yodlaknui, Shokhochum Yodashim Ishtar, Elim Kimakno Legamre, Vigoma Daito Makno, Avalisho Yodakulai, Vigoma Laknui Abidaito, Elibishel Avalu, Elibishel Avalu. Now, let's see the cases. The case of Vichsav Yodibachir and Chesim. Vintena. Mai in storia al voi che è in un raio la fiume mio al peo e che mi sciate. Io voi mi ci dei mo col che la mo che sa batti di mandi azi di cine azi. O me che ci col al dinamo che sa dio bene che cosa ci vuole. Quindi lo mi forage. So what do we see from this thesis? That by Steinreihe, the whole requirement of Sefra Magde does not apply to Steinreihe. Why? Because Steinreihe operates on the basis of the Reihe. How does the Reihe operate? Because when Eidim sign Shtar, they do not surrender it to the Malbe. They surrender it to the Lady. And then, now the Malbe produces it. How does the Shtar come into the possession of the Malbe? So there is one answer. The Malbe must have given the Lady Al-Goye, so then, the Leve turned over the Shtar. So, whether a title in the paper is vested in the Malbe and the Leve is the same Raya. So when can there be such a requirement in Shtori Kinyan, not in Shtori Raya? The Nira Miforich, the Nira Migmore, the Mistori Kimisho, the Malbe Chobu Yir, Gam Himu Yoyis on the table, the Nesim in Matona, or Yimichu in Sodis, the Pomim Shol Yipnu in the Yelo Mishtar, the Sodis in Sunaloch, or Yimichuloch, the Gamashtori Seiru, your case is on Vahirim Chesim. It's very strange that Tesis explains the Gemara. The Gemara mentions a Raya twice to deduce a Halochah on the basis of human nature. I mean, in other words, that human beings are not so corrupt that they shouldn't show gratitude to a person who accommodates them with Alvois. So since that person, that Zokin, accommodated them with Alvois, so obviously they reciprocated. Perhaps they didn't reciprocate. So that's inconceivable. I mean to say that, of course, it's conceivable that one person would not reciprocate, but that the whole city should not reciprocate, that's inconceivable. So anyway, so we see from Tesis that in Shtara, two things. First of all, that the requirement of Sefer HaMakne does not apply to Shtara Raya, and that's very mistaken, because as far as the Raya is concerned, what difference does it make? Who has died in the paper, in the parchment? And then we see another Raya, another Chiddush, and that's a big Chiddush, because Tesis takes for granted that even though the Chachomim were mistaken, that the new Valpe cannot be given from the Kohes, and the Milva Bishtar can be given from the Chukuches, so it doesn't mean that the Shtar has to be a Shtar Kinyan to impose the Shibud on the Kakoi, on the Chukuches. No. Since Midirais, from this it appears as follows. Now, there are two Mishenis in the Gemara in the Pasuk. One Mandola says, the Dvar Teiro, Echod Milva Alpe, Ve Echod Milva Bishtar, Ein Nidilim Chosim Shibud. Umatamom who that milve bishtar is givo mechosim shibodim kishol tiredores b'nelo. That's one man. Another mandola says, and we pass from like the other mandola, the dvar teiro echad milve alke echad milve bishtar is givo mechosim shibodim. Umatam omu a milve alke megiv mechosim shibodim mishum tzedet mekuches. So from thesis it's mashma. Now the net result is the same. Practically is the same. Whether with what the Raise, so Milval Pei is given, or with Raise, even Milval Bishtar is not given, but the net result is with Rabbonon, it is the same thing, according to both Mandamas, that Milval Pei is not given, Milval Bishtar is given. So from thesis it's Mashma. According to the Mandoma, who says that Milval, that with Raise, even Milve Bishtar is not given Chosim Shimon. Even Milve Bishtar is not given Chosim Shimon. But the Chachomim are misaki, because of Shulit Nivyon of the Lom, that Milve Bishtar is given Chosim Shimon. So then the Shtar has to be Shtakir. Since with the Raisa, the Milve cannot impose, the Alvoy itself cannot impose a Shimon. And the Chachomim are misaking that the Milve Bishtar should impose a Shibud, so it has to be a Shtatiyah. But according to Mandoma, that Midraisi Milve Alpe is given Chosim Shibud. So what imposes the Shibud Midraisi? The Alvoy. But the Chachomim are misaking a Milve Alpe not. So the Takonis Chachomim was only that as long as the Alvoy is not backed up by Shtarayah, It cannot impose a shibud. But if it is backed up, if it is collaborated, if it is backed up by ishtaraye, then the milveh is imposing the shibud, not the shtar. But the milveh has to be backed up by the raya shtaraye. So the melee, all that is necessary, that is, it should be a valid shtaraye, not that it should be ishtaraye. So that's the chiddush of Teisus. I mentioned it, I think more than once, that according to Teisus, since we passed like the Mandoma, that Milval pays also give Chachamim Shemalim. But the Chachamim were misaking that Milval pay not. So the Chatakoris Chachamim was only that if the Milve is a Milval pay, it cannot impose the Shibut under the Kuches. But if the Milve is a Milve Bishtar, what does it mean if the Milve is a Milve Bishtar? It means if the Milve is backed up by the Raya of Shtores, in other words, if there is a Shtaraye, so then the milveh imposes a shibud. So the only thing that is necessary is that the milveh should be milveh b'shtar, not that the shtar should impose the shibud. So in melee, it's not necessary that the shtar should be sefer hamakne. So that's why Teisus is forced to say that the raya is not from shtar alboye, but the raya is from shtar maton, or shtar mechir. Now let's see how it is written. Afu in al parkot misho yigoshalayim, misho zokirachot v'imau zon v'akvar, v'kisi v'rsav yodei, v'achir v'chizmi v'maisu v'chachomim v'yachshiru, v'amayu v'binasi v'mak v'reke, pirish boye sh'alei v'yakno l'kake yisof, v'yishabdu lo v'seifer. In other words, so the raya is from shtal boye. And he also emphasizes, v'yishabdu lo v'seifer, in other words, the shibut has to take effect for the shtar, not for the matmois, not for the alvoy. Even though we passed that dwal teir or milval pei is given chosm shibodim, that's the draise. But the chachomim or misakir milval pei not. So the takores chachomim for hefke bez nefke was that the milve does not impose the shibud, and only the shtar imposes the shibud. If the shtar imposes the shibud, so it's like shtar mechila, it's like shtar matone. So it's shtar kinyan. So in melee, it has to be written on the paper of the makne. Who is the makne? Who is the mishavet? The leive. So in other words, so there is a machleket between Teisus and Teisus Ri as to whether, in regard to gvir from the kuches, it is necessary that the shtar should be shtar kinyan, or it's only necessary that the shtar should be shtar. All right, now the Gemara. Elo ma'ho b'moch. Ove ba'itzel ha'chizim shtores. Gehen wir kurz in die Chere. Oh, wir weiß, was ist im Stores. Lach, als ich nicht mehr stark, das war Orev, gesagt, Jodi, wann ich Orev. Gehen wir mal, wenn wir kurz in die Chere. Aber wenn wir nicht schade, wenn wir gestorben werden, was wir kommen, wir haben wir gemein mal Pe, aber wir kommen, Name Magne, du hast ein Stores, ich kurz in die Orev, lach, als Mann, vor euch muss so eine Malbe. So, this is reference to a case where the Alboye took place some time ago. And let's say, Ruvain lent $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon executed his star. And Shimon executed the shtar, and he gave it to Reuven. And the time came when the debt matured. So Reuven was pressing Shimon for money. So Shimon said, I don't have, what should I do? So Reuven says, I can't let you keep the money, you have to get the surety. So then they met Levi. So Shimon said to Levi, Reuven doesn't leave me alone, he's pressing me for payment. And he doesn't trust me. Maybe you'll become a surety. So then Levi said, yes, I'll do you that favor. I'll become a surety. So then he wrote down on the shtar after the shtar was executed. Let's say half a year ago or a year ago. So he wrote down on the shtar that he undertakes to be a surety. In other words, that if he will not pay it in another year, this debt that was already due then, so then he'll pay. Now, so whose paper was it? Now here, when he writes on the papers, now it has to become ishtar from Levi to Reuven. But the same piece of paper was executed as ishtar from Shimon to Reuven. So when it was executed, who had title in that paper? Shimon. When it was executed a year ago or half a year ago, Shimon. And then when Shimon turned it over to Reuven, to the Malveh, so he transferred title in the paper to Reuven. So who has title in the paper now? Reuven. Now Shimon is the Balashtar who is Mishael himself as a surety. So it's not Sefer HaMakne. The answer is, since there is a requirement of Sefer HaMakne, so the male, they know about the din, so women and Levi know about the din, so they certainly know probability. They agreed. So Reuven agreed to transfer title in the paper to Levi, and then, so here Levi acquired title, and then he wrote that he is mischayev himself as a surety. So we see that he was someone who is not a chochet, who is not a talmid chochet, not his okay. So he's also presumed to be knowledgeable and to know this thing and to do what has to be done. He said, let's get to Makhnu Ibar, the ordinary, where Ishi is a shaver, the Roy Natsu, the Shepora Makhnu Isha, the Machsen the Sadin, who is Sapu Raya, the Yodei.